According to the last census, half of all marriages in the United States end in divorce, and in North Dakota, 37%. What marriage may mean for a new American Muslim or Latino might be different from someone who has lived here all their lives. Shamsi Shakuna is from Somalia.
But I guess where I'm from, you know, Somalia, marriage is one of the biggest, and not just really Somalia, but also as a Muslim girl, marriage is really, we believe, is like half your religion, which means like very, very, very important. We take marriage extremely important. Unlike the United States, people get married and get divorced way too quickly, or sometimes it just becomes, you know, after the divorce, it becomes like money problem or custody problem.
Edwin Abar from Puerto Rico says there's a double standard when it comes to women, especially in terms of divorce in Latin American countries. Divorce is also more difficult because of the extended family.
Oh, yes. I've found that in cultures that have a more of a communal sense to them, when you hear family, it means more than nuclear family. It means your grandparents, your cousins, your nephews, your everybody. Divorce is a little bit more difficult than it is here in the States, you know, because more people are affected, and two, more people are involved in that relationship, and so it becomes a little bit more difficult to get a divorce. It's not as commonplace as it is here, I would say, and not as socially acceptable either. Whereas, you know, a woman who gets divorced here could start dating right away, you know, especially for the woman, unfortunately. Someone who gets divorced in Latin America, many parts of Latin America are going to be shunned a little bit more.
About half of all households in North Dakota are married couples. Still, what might explain the delay of marriage could be urbanization. Joy Sather Wagstaff is an assistant professor of anthropology at NDSU. She says some of it might have to do with individualism.
A really big distinction between, you know, most sort of Western countries and other countries is literally our ideas about the self, about the individual. And so in the U.S. and Europe, you have very individualistic societies. We're very oriented to think about the world in terms of ourselves as independent people. Even though we're enmeshed in these webs of family and friends and community. In many other countries, you have a cultural value where the individual is far less important than the collective, that people do not act, think, feel, and behave with the individual self at the forefront. Rather, they act and engage within the best interests of a collective. And often the basis of that collective is the family, and then larger kinship units, and then community.
Immigrants see American customs through the lens of their culture. Learning how to live in a new community where they're seen as individuals can be a huge cultural shift. This is Erica Lawrenson for Prairie Public.